Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hello, everybody. It's your old pal, Don Barris, on today's Best of the Big Three Podcast. As you know, we haven't done a regular podcast in quite some time, so we're putting together clips and things like that. But today's is a very special show because we're starting the countdown of the top 10 episodes of the Big Three Podcast, voted by you, the fans at home. I want to, first of all, thank everybody who voted. We got tons of people who wrote in their favorite Big Three podcast, and it was really interesting to see how the people picked it. There were a lot of fans that voted for the same episodes, but there was also a lot of people that voted for episodes that no one else voted for. I'd like to first introduce the very lovely Mary Jane, who is here on this top 10 episode. How are you, beautiful Mary Jane?
Hello, I'm good. I'm very excited to hear about the top 10.
Well, Mary Jane, you've been at every single show, so you probably know some of these, don't you?
Yeah, I witnessed it firsthand.
Well, I want to thank everyone who did vote. We got tons of people who wrote in their favorite Big Three episode, and there was a lot of people that voted for the same ones, and then there were some people that voted for ones that not anyone else thought of. But I guess, for whatever reason, the great thing is you like them all, and that's all that really matters. But it was kind of cool to see the diversity that was in the voting process. So what we did was we compiled the episodes that were voted by the fans, and we ranked them in order based on the number of entries that we had from each episode. I'll tell you this, the voting was really close on a few of these, but we treated this very seriously and crunched the numbers over and over until we arrived at the top 10 episodes of the Big Three Podcast. And once again, these were voted by you, the listener at home. This is going to be quite different from the other best of shows that we've done, since we are showcasing the actual episode and not just the short segments for this top 10 show. We wanted to include all the elements that made this show so good and what you liked about it. We're not going to play the full episode, of course, but what we've done is we've edited one down to the core essentials. So you'll hear the storylines played out in sort of a digest format without any distractions whatsoever. I really don't think we can cover all top 10 shows in one episode. So what we're going to do is we're going to spread this out 3 or 4 episodes, I think. So Mary Jane, are you ready to get this thing started?
Yes, very excited.
Well, out of the 157 podcasts that we've done, that's not including the best of shows, this episode was ranked as our 10th best voted by you, the fans. And this episode was fairly recent. In fact, this one played a large role in our pilot that we are now in the process of editing. The name of this episode is Indecent Proposal, and it is a very busy show. Perry was fresh out of the system parole hearing, and we got to hear a little bit about that. And we also got the two system delegates, Joel Cohen and Ethan Cohen. Keep in mind, they spelt their last names differently. Now, they were sitting in the studio along with Perry and his freak publicist, Tom Brennan. Now, of course, this episode is where Tom agreed to marry his lover, rapist, John Quincy Adams. So, obviously, there was a lot to talk about. Now, when we asked our fans to vote on their favorite episodes, we also asked them for some testimonials about why they were your favorite. So let's hear from one of the fans who voted for Indecent Proposal and hear what he has to say about the show. Dear Don, I was introduced to the Big Three world fairly recently. The first episode of the podcast that I listened to was Indecent Proposal. Like many things, you remember your first time fondly. I have since been gifted with a full suite of every episode from the beginning, which I am happily working my way through. Indecent Proposal, however, was my favorite episode ever, for many reasons, and I'll list them below. But this one was the episode that sparked my intrigue to the world of the Big Three. Initially, I must ask you the first time that you met Perry. Think carefully about this. I can only imagine that it must have been quite an experience, perhaps confused, maybe bemused. I don't know what the fuck that means, Mary Jane. Do you know?
Bemused?
Yeah.
Maybe something like amused, but not as excited.
Okay. Maybe bemused that a person like Perry could exist. Now, put yourself in my shoes. Imagine what it felt for me, coming to the party late in the series, hearing for the first time the madness in Indecent Proposal. Remember, I knew nothing about Perry or the world of the Big Three. This is my first experience of hearing Perry scream. Please take a moment to think about that. Well, I do kind of remember the first time I heard him scream, which was a lot. You may have grown accustomed to Perry's ways over the years, but for somebody who knows nothing about Perry, hearing his screams for the first time was, for me anyway, very disturbing. That a person that could exist in a society who was so obviously quite deranged was quite shocking, I must tell you. However, I hooked and quickly wanted to know more. Having now listened to nearly all of the Big Three podcasts, I now understand a lot more behind the Indecent Proposal. I think he's talking about the show here. And I'm beginning to appreciate the things that cause Perry to behave the way he does. I love that there is quite a clear format to the podcast. Indecent Proposal illustrates this perfectly. I love the utter chaos from the beginning, as soon as Perry walks in, that every effort is made to unsettle and confuse him in order to get the most extreme reaction. It is the genius of constantly interrupting him, which infuriates him to a boiling point, causing it to boil over into a scream. It is a real skill to carefully engineer this, but that is the true genius of comedy, the planning and the setup. In Indecent Proposal, I love that Perry doesn't appreciate the reference to the Coen brothers. I love that he latches on to the phrase conflict of interest when we know that he doesn't understand the true meaning, only that selfishly there might be some negative impact upon his opportunities if Mole were also to be represented by Brennan Entertainment. I love that he bastardizes phrases and doesn't realize he's completely wrong or just how funny it is to hear. As queen of the $3 bill, I love that Mole immediately seizes things like this and returns the serve to Perry without question, using his own phrase. Do you think he's as queen as a $3 bill? Yeah, I love the familiarity of now the common expressions such as, "What did I do?" and "Show's over." I love that he is deluded enough to think that, one, he could write an autobiography, two, he is a big enough star to write an autobiography, and three, that he thinks he's interesting enough that anybody would buy his autobiography in order to learn about his auto accidents or some other insignificant thing in his life. I love that he doesn't realize that he's the puppet during the JQA phone call. All you guys have to do is light the touch paper. It's magnificent every time. I love Mole's expression, "What did I do?" I love how Perry engages with Mole's queries regarding the salmon or the chicken. Indecent Proposal was a fascinating introduction for me into the Big Three. There's so many other episodes that I've laughed out loud to, but I think this will remain my favorite, as it was my first. Don, Mole, and even Perry, thank you for the gift that is the Big Three. Long may it continue. Best regards, Ken Lynch, Glasgow, Scotland. Oh, he's a Scottish guy, Mary Jane.
They have wonderful cookies.
Really?
The red and the plaid little cute little cookies I get are from there, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, those cute little ones, they have chocolate chip and shortbread.
I did not know that.
I believe it says on the back that country, yes.
You'll have to show me that the next time you have one.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Ken, you really went to town on that. And with that, let's start the countdown. From July 2014, this is Indecent Proposal.
Number 10.
Well, it's nice to see Tom Brennan's here, and I would like to talk to you about possibly representing me.
Well, Mo, I think we've been down that road before.
How would happen?
Well, it would be a, let's just say, a conflict of interest.
Yeah, well.
Scaremaster doesn't think so.
What do you mean I don't think so? You're damn right I do think so.
Do you think that your publicist, Tom Brennan, who just walked in with you, should also represent me, your
never.
Best friend, Walter Malinsky?
You're not my best friend. You'll never be my best friend.
Why?
You're just...
By the way, we'll talk about it on the show, but you really did well at the system hearing the other day.
Thank you.
What was that? What was that?
It's kind of freaky being
what
taken in.
What was it? Was anyone else surprised that was all real?
The judge said that he was going to assign these guys with you for 30 days.
Yes.
Have they been with you the entire time since the meeting?
This is the first time since the meeting.
And how's it going?
I've seen them.
You guys getting along?
We're getting along. I got upset over a couple of things. But,
what happened?
Usually you're so even-tempered.
Why'd you get upset?
Yeah, he's usually so mellow, you just can never expect
it. I'm not mellow.
But why is it in our business?
Because.
Okay.
All right, well, why don't we introduce the guys that you're with? What's your name? Give them the mic, Perry.
My name is Joel.
And you are?
I am Ethan.
Now, do you have last names?
Yes, we do. I'm Ethan Cohen.
I'm Joel Cohen.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Are you
brothers? You're related.
Are you related?
No relation. It's a completely different spelling. I am C-O-E-N.
I'm a C-O-H-E-N, Jewish spelling.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, anyway, it's nice to have you guys. You've got a camera crew here, and we did something. I'm not going to let people know because I don't know how much we can talk about.
Oh, tell them. What did we do? Tell them. I want to know. What did we do?
Well, at the system hearing, I don't know. How much can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. What happened at that thing? I went to it. Dan and I showed up.
Yeah,
there.
We were brought
We totally
there.
Helped you out, Skim, as you're welcome.
Well, I hope so. I just hope to God by the next system hearing in 30 days that I'm out of the system. I'm done.
No, they contacted you,
Tom? Any more problems with...
No, actually, Perry and I were just on the roof, and this was the first time I met these gentlemen. It was a complete surprise to me, and apparently they...
It's nice to see you on the roof and not on the roofies, know what I mean, because of all the date rape drugs.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
Not the kind of drugs that you like
roofies.
To give out. Not the kind of drugs you like to give out, huh?
I noticed that he's been looking at the date rape drug right there the entire
time.
Oh, the
date rape pot there.
Look
from Quincy.
Where is it?
It's right over there by the candle.
I see it. No.
You
stay
want
away.
It?
You stay
want
away.
No.
Stay
no, please.
The fuck away.
Oh, jeez. No, please. I've seen it.
Hey, let me explain to everybody. Our producer, John Quincy Adams.
Oh, he's the producer of Windy City Heat.
He is in love with Tom Brennan.
John Quincy Adams is as gay as a fucking $3 bill.
And so
and
is,
he
so
is
Tom.
Not.
I do not think
Tom
he's
Brennan is not gay.
Let me ask
Tom
you this.
Tom Brennan is not a fucking flamer like Quincy.
Okay.
Tom
well,
Brennan was raped like I was
okay,
raped.
Okay, yeah, you
so,
were raped.
So, shut the fuck up
okay,
about that
can
bullshit.
Can I ask him one question?
No, there's no fucking questions to ask.
There is a question
it's bullshit.
To ask.
Because it's complete motherfucking bullshit.
Okay,
if you want to ask
I have a
question,
feeling that he
question.
Wanted it to happen.
May I?
He didn't want any of that bullshit to happen. You fucking faggot over there. You're the one that got them.
Then why didn't he go to the police?
You that motherfucker.
Why didn't he go to the police then?
Because
he has
to help me!
Master,
you son of a bitch!
If I
he has to help me! And I'm gonna fucking tear your fucking head apart! You motherfucker!
Perry.
Get the fuck out of here!
You are on fire today. What were you going to say, Mo?
I just wanted to, for the listeners and the viewers who aren't familiar with the story of what's going on.
I was trying to explain.
Perry
it,
joined the stable of Brennan Entertainment, after which I asked Scaremaster if I could also be a...
And I said no!
You were vague.
I said no!
This is the past. That was a long time ago.
But our friend and the producer of Windy City Heat, John Quincy Adams.
He's not my friend. He's your gay friend.
Okay.
He's your bed buddy.
Okay.
Isn't he? You're a fucking flaming queer, aren't
you? What is going on here? Settle down.
If I may.
What are you writing down there?
We're just taking a log of some of his...
Scaremaster's taking a log. Scaremaster took a log at the IHOP.
All right. I would like to ask one thing of Tom. Now, Tom... Pictures leaked out.
Well, let me
of
just
you.
Can I just get to, for the people who don't know the story and maybe seeing this for the first time, it might be worth just kind of
sure,
kind of just back it, filling them in. And Scaremaster, give your opinion. Okay, so John Quincy Adams went to New York to try to convince Tom Brennan to sign me, and he did it by giving him what?
A fucking date rape sucker.
Date rape lollipop. And he did
that
rape
put him
him
to sleep. to where that cocksucker fucking tied him up and raped him.
But fell in love with him, too.
Don't even bring that fucking fall in love bullshit up. You're gayer than a motherfucking...
Okay, that's not fair to say. Oh, shit. That's not fair to say.
What do you mean it's not fair to say?
It's fair to call Mole's not gay.
Mole's a queen as can be. He's got this queen bee lover boyfriend called John Quincy Adams. He's as queen as a $3 bill.
Why are you yelling so much? Here's my feeling. You're yelling because you don't want me to ask Tom a question.
Go right ahead. Ask him.
Do you mind, Tom?
No, you can ask me a question.
Are you as queen as a $3 bill?
No, let me ask a question. We have one question, and I will ask. All right, this is my feeling all along, that you're kind of a freak and you're into that kind of stuff.
You said I could ask Tom a question.
Let me finish my question.
Rephrase the term freak.
All right, freakazoid.
You know,
okay, freakazoid's fine.
All right.
Freakazoid's fine.
All right, that you're kind of a freakazoid and you asked for it from him.
He didn't ask
for it.
What about the second time?
Second time.
Remember when Quincy went back and took him out again and he gave more David lollipops?
I don't know what the fuck Quincy did.
That was the limo driver, to be fair.
Yeah, the limo driver gave him to you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was not stupid.
Right.
Okay, answer the question.
What was the question?
Are you a freakazoid and were you asking for it? Did you enjoy yourself? Now, pictures leaked out on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Of you with your hands tied, you know.
Those weren't my pictures. Those were Quincy's pictures that leaked out, to be completely accurate.
Continue. Do you like that, yes or no?
Can I answer that for him?
Let him answer, Perry. For God's sake, he's a man.
The answer is no, Don. And this is not the first time I've said that.
I don't think that you're telling the truth. Well, I really don't.
You know what, Don? Then, you know, I think you like it, and I think you want it. Okay. Why don't you start eating that fucking sucker?
Do you think
Why don't you put that DWP sucker in your mouth?
DWP.
Or DRP or whatever the fuck you call that goddamn thing.
Do you think he's as queen as a $3 bill?
Yeah! He's gayer than
shit! Why are you doing this, Perry? You're in front of people. You're supposed to keep your temper down, and you're fucking going crazy. You think this helps you in the system?
I do.
Hey, is that a call coming through? Could you send that call through for us, please?
If this is that queen.
Hello, hello, my fine little laddie meat pies. Guess whom?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, how you feeling, Mr. Adams?
Hey,
still
gay
upset?
Boy. Hang the fucking phone up.
Am I still upset? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Let's see. Am I still forlorn over the loss of my love and Perry's publicist, Tom Brennan Check?
Yes.
Then I suppose, yes, indeed, yes.
Hey, queer!
Let him talk.
I am still upset.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Yes.
You know that dude, Perry's publicist?
You can be as upset as you want to, you fucking homo.
Shut up!
Yes, what of him?
He's here. He's here in the studio today. Tom Brennan's here in the studio.
Yes, I understand, Walter. I understand. He's there. What?
He's not saying a word. No!
Hello, John.
What are you saying a fucking word to him for?
All right. Hold on. Hold the roll. Breathing. What?
Do not say a word to him.
Perry, stop it.
What? Tommy, is it true? Is it true?
Yeah, he's here. He's totally here, Mr. Adams.
This is all so sudden. I had no idea you would be there, Tom. I had no idea. Hold on.
Do not speak to this pile of garbage.
Hold on. Let me just straighten my ascot for a moment. Hold on. Hi, Tom.
Seems very nervous.
Hi, Tom. Hold on. Hi, Tom. Hold on.
He's not talking to you. I won't allow
it. Hi, Tom. What's up? What's up? Who the hell would marry me, Tom?
What?
Marry you?
I will not allow
it. He wants to get married.
What? He's a sick, perverted homo.
I've done it, haven't I? No. I blow the whole shebangy, my one-shotted happiness. Oh, alackaday.
Hey, queen bee.
Fortune's fool.
You have no happiness.
Are you
one
there?
One shot of happiness is a bullet in your fucking gun.
Perry.
Point it at your head and pull the trigger.
He's threatening someone's life in front of the system.
He said he's...
I said put a bullet in your gun, put it to your head, and pull the trigger.
All right.
Mean kill yourself, you sick perverted.
Did I hear wrong, or did John Quincy Adams just ask you to marry you?
Yeah, and that's not going to happen, Perry, so don't worry about that. Believe me.
He did say he's fortune's fool.
I heard him say that, too.
I'm just glad he's gone.
You know, as much as you say don't marry him, do you have any...
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't what?
He has no sexual respect for that fucking sick, perverted rapist.
Let me ask. Can I?
All right. He's got no sexual.
Scaremaster. Is anyone else allowed to talk?
He's a rapist. No, I'm not going
to
allow anyone talking.
Oh, really?
But it's that sick.
All right, I'm walking out.
That fucking sick. End the show now.
Show's over.
I'm out of here.
Show's over. Scaremaster.
Perry, let's.
We're having a conversation.
Why don't you listen for a second? He's going to make a decision if he wants to.
Perry.
Do you know how much money John Quincy Adams has? Do you have any idea?
It's not even about the money. It's the power.
What he could do for you is unbelievable. I'm just saying before you
get,
say no.
You get out of the system. You got Quincy. Whatever, man.
You handle it the way you want. I don't even think Quincy has sex anymore.
Don't even talk to me about the queer.
Wait a minute. I think he's calling again.
Oh, boy.
Send that call through, please.
Don't talk to him.
Okay.
Hello. All right. I've got my footsies back underneath me. Guess who, Muzz?
Mr. Adams
again, John.
Yes. Okay, listen. I went a bit out of my head. Apologies all around. And let me just say this. My manners were for diddly. Let me just begin by asking, how is everyone? And what's new in the big three, personal and pop?
Well, it looks like Perry's possibly getting out of the system. He did that at a system parole hearing just recently, this Wednesday.
Really? System parole? Is that so? Well,
yes.
That is very well deserved.
Yeah, they sent two dudes, Joel and Ethan, to follow him around and videotape, make sure he doesn't go nutsoid or anything like that.
He hasn't really done a good job with that.
Well, let me say, I have every bit of faith in him. Let me do this as a professional. Let me do this. Let me congratulate you, Perry, and wish you the very best, for I know you can do it.
Thank you.
I mean, what can possibly go wrong?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's nice.
All right. Moving on to other business. Buongiorno, Tomasino. Come si va?
You know what? Watch your mouth.
How are you?
I'm fine, John.
Watch your mouth.
And let me ask you, Tom, let me ask
you. Tom's not answering you.
The rectal stitches all healed up nicely?
Yes, no more anal bleeding, thank you.
Well, I told you my proc doc Steve is a miracle worker, did I not?
What the hell are you answering him
for? Stitches in his tushy.
Tom?
Listen. May I speak? Please, from the heart, please.
What are you answering him for?
Please, listen, please.
I don't think he's going to marry you, dude.
Are you his publicist, Mr. Barnes?
No, Mole said that, not me. But no, neither one of us are his publicist.
Then please.
I'm his bodyguard, Gabish.
You're his bodyguard?
Let me talk to Tom for one moment. Is that all right? As a businessman, please.
Let him talk to
us.
Tom, listen. I know this is sudden, and I know you've had your problems with me in the past.
Well, yeah, you raped me.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I admit that, and it was wonderful for me as well. I do recall that with a smile.
You sick, gay, disgusting pervert that fucking should be behind bars.
Exactly.
Listen. For the sake of accuracy, it was several rapings.
Son of a bitch.
Look. Listen, please. Can we not dwell in the glorious past for a second?
That's what I say. Let's forget about the past. Happened a long time ago.
And can I ask for one question, please? I just have one simple question. This is for Tom. Tom, let me ask. How did you spend last Christmas?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Tom, you were alone, weren't you?
None of your fucking business.
You were alone.
Yes, I was.
Tom, listen, can I say something here?
Go ahead.
I, too, was alone.
So fucking what?
And I'm through with being alone. On Christmas, All Hallows Eve, Mama's birthday, St. Crispin's Day, the whole thing, Tom.
So what?
We're both pups no more. How much time do we have left?
Who knows?
Yes. Yes, indeed, who knows? Who knows? For life is but a vacation from death. And I intend to have wonderful vacation photos when I return to the clutches of the dusty ground. Vacation photos of us aboard an Alaskan cruise wearing matching hot pink parkas.
Never!
Perry?
As ebony orcas spew from their blowholes like the two of us will later do in our Lido Deck executive cabin.
Never!
Tempting?
John, that all sounds nice and it's very flattering, but it's just not my thing.
Oh. Well, I do know all about your thing. I took several Polaroids whilst we raped together. All right, so I know about your thing. But listen, listen.
Listen here.
Let him talk.
All right, listen, listen. I think I've got it figured out. I think I know what you're worried about, all right? Tom.
He's not gay.
Listen. You're worried the same as I'm worried. You're afraid that once we're wed, I'll stop raping you.
Oh, you're sick.
Let me assure you. Listen, listen. Let me assure you that I will rape you, Tommy, every blessed day, like it was that wonderful, tender first raping.
Satan the devil.
Perry, please. Look, John, that's not exactly what I was trying to say.
Then how about this? How about this? Why don't you try to say this? Why don't you try to say yes?
Well, Satan the devil. Make a good argument.
Yes, I do. I do make a great argument and a great cheesy omelet for brekkie.
Let me ask you this. Out of sheer curiosity, if I were to marry you, if I were, would it help my client? Would it help Perry?
Would it, if you were to marry, would it, let me tell you something. If we were to wed, Perry's career would be set in stone.
All right, what? Everybody, listen, hang on to your fedoras. John, I got nothing else going on. You know what? Yes, I will marry you.
What? Oh my God!
I'm as light as a jay, but we're going to the chapel.
This is unbelievable.
Oh my God!
Awesome.
My love is alive. My soul's like a wheel that's turning.
What?
Perry, oh, just listen. I'll explain it all in a minute.
Gary, right?
Calm down.
Wow! Wow!
John, can we please wrap up this call?
All right. Listen.
What?
There's so much to do. There's the catering. There's the setting up the mansione.
Ooh,
but
listen,
how's Thursday work for everyone for the bachelor party?
Fine with me.
How's that work for everyone?
I'm done.
Hey, okay, this party's gonna be awesome.
We'll get all the deets squared away, but listen, no. until then, I you know what they say, Walter. You know what they say, but a man isn't complete until he's married.
Yeah, and then he's finished.
Bingo and bongo. Tooth my loves and my betrothed. Somebody pinch me. Mama, I've got news.
Wow. That's a surprise.
Wow. No one saw that coming.
All right, hang on a second. I have
to explain. Well, wait a second. Before you say anything.
This is amazing. Wow, this is good.
You just said some major explaining to do. To John Quincy Adams about marrying him.
Major explaining to do.
Wow.
Hear me out for a second, Perry. Look at it this way. Just look at it this way. Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you.
Okay, you're looking at me like you want to kill me. But
before you say that, what is your problem, Perry?
What's going on?
It's immoral. It's spiritually wrong.
Why?
I will not accept it in my life.
So are you firing Tom because of this?
What?
No. Are you firing Tom because of this?
No, Tom's doing it to help Scaremaster.
That's his goal.
I think it's a great idea. Is that why you're doing it, Tom?
Look, there's something to be said here about, you know, I'm a publicist, okay?
Right.
You know, and, you know, Brennan Entertainment, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, but, you know, we're here, and I want to get, you know, here at the pinnacle.
Right.
This is going to get me there. This is going to get you there. I mean, between you and me, look at it this way.
I can't change you if you're gay.
I'm not gay.
But exactly.
I'm not gay.
So why would you marry this fucking homo?
You're not listening to me, Perry. I have a rational explanation for this.
And
it doesn't involve me being gay, okay? It doesn't involve being a freak or gay.
You are a freak.
He's not a freak.
I'm not a freak.
I need to hear this.
You need to hear this. So look at me. Look, I'm the publicist that's going to be marrying my rapist to help my client.
Whoa.
Do you know what that's going to do for me?
I see the angle.
That's big.
Do you see this, Perry? I
want my client to be pushed so hard. You are in such, you're sitting between two system delegates here.
I know.
Okay? We're in crisis mode.
Major.
Okay? This is my solution. This is my solution, okay? It's a spur-of-the-moment thing. I just went for the moment. But listen, I'm going to be marrying my rapist, okay? Yes. And you know what? It's good for me. It's good for Brennan Entertainment. But the one it's really good for is you.
How is it good for Perry, just out of curiosity?
You said it before. Quincy, you know, say what
Perry
you want
loves
about
a wedding.
Quincy.
Perry loves a wedding.
Quincy's a powerful guy. He can get a lot of things done. You know, look, instead of you auditioning for roles, we'll just invent roles for you to be in, and he'll produce them.
All right.
Can I
just as long as they're not gay roles?
May I make a may I make a question for you now? Can I ask you something?
You sure can, Will. Go ahead,
Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot again because you've been put on the spot twice.
It's okay.
Best man, Scare Master.
If you like to be
Mole and I, the wedding party.
I don't know about that, but
Mole and I, the wedding party.
We'll be Quincy's best man, and you be his best man.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think I'm going to get any friends from back home to come out for this. So,
Scare
you know,
Master,
you guys
it's
can
a
be.
Strong move.
Perry,
strong
Perry,
move.
Perry, look at me.
I don't know what to say.
Perry,
I'm very.
Can you look at me?
Yeah.
Would you be my best man?
I'm going to have to.
Look, even Jill and Ethan are clapping.
I'm going to have to.
I can't do it Thursday. How about we have the bachelor party Wednesday then?
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
This Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
Fuck.
And
what do you got going on?
I have no idea yet. I got to look at my book.
Are you going to be in town?
Well, actually, yeah. I was staying in town until Thursday, so technically it does work out. It
works out perfectly.
Great. This is going to be a blast.
This is nuts.
It's going to be more fun than I can possibly imagine. You guys want to come?
I think an event like this is definitely going to show Perry's true colors, so I think we will definitely be there.
So you're going
to
bring the whole crew?
It's a good opportunity to videotape Scare Master and see what happens.
Absolutely. We'll talk to the judge, but I have a feeling that he's definitely going to want us there.
My true colors is I'm a complete 150,000, if not 150 zillion percent against the gay community and gay marriages.
You have one left. I just want to let you know that.
But that was a big one.
Homophobic
he did
slur.
Use his. He did use one of his ones pretty big.
Powerful.
I was going to compliment Perry on being accepting of other lifestyles, and then he just negated it with that.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go ahead and write that
good
down.
Good thing you held off on that one.
Okay, so we've got the big bachelor party this Wednesday. We got to figure out when the... Oh, brainstorm. August 15th, 16th, we're going to have the fans of the big three coming to town. We should have the wedding. I'm not trying to force you into anything, but we should have the
wedding. For
John Quincy Adams
the film.
We should put that.
Oh, Scare Master!
Have the wedding as the
That's
pilot.
Brilliant!
Oh my God!
Good thinking.
I don't know. They can't pull that together.
Do you want to do that?
This is already a huge. I thought this was going to be a very small,
no,
like Justice of the Peace thing.
Scare Master.
All right, if you want to have it small...
No, it's
Perry.
Okay.
I think Perry was in the right ballpark because...
Scare Master's wheels turning.
If you think that's what it should be, then that's what it should be.
I would actually not want it to happen at all.
I got it, Perry.
But if it was gonna, we should film it like Modern Family.
Oh, right. Man. And we've got our crew here because we've got the system crew.
Well, I want this to end before the... Well, it's
no,
gotta,
you got 30 days.
It's
that's
be
less than 30 days.
The 23rd of August.
No, this will be, I think, the only time... Got something going
when
the
23rd. When is the next meeting, if the system people can tell me?
We're obligated to be with you for 30 days.
So that'd be the 23rd
of
August.
23rd of August.
Right, so we got to do it before then. We got to put a lot of stuff together. Saturday, August 16th sounds like the perfect day.
Is that okay?
Well, it's your idea. I'm going along with
it's
you.
It's not my idea.
Yes,
it is. Your
is.
Idea.
It is not my
Who
idea.
Who came up with the idea?
The only thing that's my idea is that I said... That we should add this into the pilot.
Right.
You want my wedding to be in the pilot?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Scare Master, ask his permission. Say, with your permission.
With your blessings. Exactly, yeah, like Mole just said.
Well, it's going to be fun.
And blessings and all that other stuff.
Well, yeah, I trust.
I'm a Jehovah's Witness, so
quit
I would rather not.
Don't worry, we'll find a dog-friendly
place. But you're
going to
go.
I'm going to have to because you're my publicist.
Where are we going to find a venue?
Quincy said he wants to do it at his mansione.
Oh. Where the hell is that?
Well, it's we'll get a chance
San
to see it.
It's a big mansion.
Mansione?
He will go crazy.
Say it in English.
I've never been to a huge Quincy Adams party. I'll tell you, I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You remember that one where you jumped off the roof and you're screaming, I'm a golden god?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay with this?
Is it the swimming pool?
No.
So are we not going to do this?
We have to do this.
Okay.
I'm not okay with it, but okay. I've got to accept it.
But you're not opposed. You're accepting me, right? You're not opposed to me.
Look, you're my publicist, and I like you as a person, okay? I know you're not gay, but I know
Why
you're
do
doing
you do that
this
with your fingers?
Quotes, okay?
Hold on. Is that violating anything? Has he used his last gay
I think the
reference?
Fingers protect him.
He's walking a thin line. So just beware of that, Mr. Caravello.
I'm just saying it like this. He is not a gay guy, but he's doing this to help me out and to help out my career. And I thank him for that, and I appreciate what he's doing to help my career.
Thank you, Perry.
Okay? Damn.
That settles it. We've got a bachelor party this Wednesday, and August 16th, you're going to be a married man.
Oh, wow. And all the fans get to come to Tom Brennan and John Quincy Adams' wedding.
Wow. I bet you they didn't see that coming, did they?
Big news.
I didn't see it coming.
Sure is. Well, before we go.
You can annul the marriage on the 20th if you want to annul it.
Why would he want that? Why wouldn't he want half the money?
But I need Quincy's power to get your career.
How about the honeymoon? Okay. How about the honeymoon?
Oh, God.
Honeymoon. Wait, I didn't hear Quincy say anything about a honeymoon.
I'll see what happens.
Perfect.
Are you okay with this, Perry?
Then this is it, Wednesday.
I'm not okay with it, but I'm going to have to accept it. What can I do?
You're not okay with it.
I'm not okay with it.
But you understand my reasoning.
I do understand your reasoning, but I'm not okay with you marrying a guy, a homosexual.
Yeah, but Scaremaster, you're a huge Modern Family fan. And when Cam and Mitch got
married, not a huge Modern Family fan.
Then why are you always talking about it during your...
What do you mean I'm always talking about it? I'm not
You're always
interested.
Like, oh, are Cam and Mitch ever going to work it out with
I'm
that
not,
little Lily?
You're the one that's bringing it up. I have no respect for that show.
Really? Even after won all those Emmys and everything?
So fucking what?
You don't care about Emmys?
I don't care about the gay.
How about the device of the...
homosexual? Look, I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
The little
I am getting baptized this fucking winter.
I bet you don't.
You
now
bet
that's going to be
you
a
bet
party.
I don't?
It's kind of like the hip religion now, right? Like a lot of young people are joining. Like it's really kind of like a cool thing to do, right?
If you want to live forever on Earth when Jehovah God ends this wicked system of things.
Oh, this
sure.
is the system?
What?
A wicked system. Not,
there's another
not
system
the Hollywood
called
system.
The, wait, there's the wicked
in
system?
In the Bible, there is this wicked system that is ran by the god of this system of things, Satan the devil. You guys are Satan believers and you're Satan
I'm not a Satan believer. That's
oh, look
a
at the way you act towards me.
How do I act towards
treat
you?
Treat me like shit.
I treat you like shit? You take that back right now. Did I get you your meeting with the system? Who was the guy that was needed to go to the system?
Okay,
and
I
that
take
meeting?
That back.
How many things do I do?
He treats me like
I'm
shit.
Sorry. I'm sorry for all the terrible things I said to you today.
How about at the system meeting when I was the one that came out and said that I love you and I think you deserve a break?
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't
I
thank you for that. Can we talk about that a little bit? What happened there? Is that okay?
Or do you think that's as queen as a $3 bill?
Yeah, I think you can get into it a little bit.
Can I just say something real quick? Mr. Caravello, you are two homophobic slurs away from reaching the system daily allowable limit, so I would pick those two very carefully.
In other words, don't say anything more like that.
I just told you what
thank
I told
you.
You.
Hang on.
Don't
talk
thank
about
you.
Blowing your man.
No more gay
don't,
stuff.
Yeah, don't talk
more.
About.
Thank you.
Don't talk about guys at Denny's, reach arounds, all that stuff.
No more.
Don't talk
no
about.
More. You know what, Mole? Watch your mouth, shut it, and that's it. Thank you.
Can right. I ask one question?
I don't know what you're going to ask.
I was just going to ask, what did I do?
Oh, okay. Then ask him.
What did I do?
Number 10.
Well, if you came out here in August for our pilot taping, you know the whole wedding scenario and how it played out. Well, we've got a lot to get to, don't we, Mary Jane?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So let's get to our next entry. We're up to number 9 in our countdown, and this show goes back a bit. Back to our days at the Ace Broadcasting Company. That was Adam Carolla's company until he, for some reason, didn't want us anymore. In fact, it was our very last episode at Ace Broadcasting. The show is called The Big Goodbye. This was an interesting show because the weeks leading up to it, Mole was becoming more and more unstable. He was on this crazy HN diet, which was a diet of various hard narcotics. It finally became too much, and John Quincy Adams had to step in and enter Mole into a rehab facility. Well, the rehab did a great job on Mole, because at the start of the next show, Mole became like a new man. He was clean-shaven, his hair was cut, parted very neatly. He insisted that we call him by his given name, Walter. He even had a financial plan that was going to bring the Big Three riches beyond their wildest dreams. But hey, let's hear from another fan testimonial. Let's see this one. Dear Don, I don't think there's a fan that doesn't rank The Big Goodbye among their top 10 favorites. I've listened to this episode dozens of times, and it still brings a smile to my face. I love The Big Three because it brings back my vivid imagination of my childhood, just sitting back and thinking Mole running out of the studio to find his old joint. Just sitting back and thinking of Mole running out of the studio to find that old joint of HN. I can't help but laugh. Sure, smoking the joint ruined the Big Three's chances of unlimited riches for them, their families, and their children's children. But the HN diet has enabled Mole to be the man that stole my heart. I love you, Mole. Nikki Perez, Detroit, Michigan. Well, Nikki, thank you very much for that letter. And now, Mary Jane, if you're ready, let's get on with the Big Three countdown. Coming in at number 9 from August 2011, it's The Big Goodbye.
Number 9.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy over here? Who's this guy?
Okay.
Mole?
Great.
Is that you?
Is that Mole?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Is that Mole?
Mole. Hello. What the hell happened to you?
Holy smokes.
A lot of stuff happened, my friends. A lot of stuff.
Well, grab a seat. Sit down.
You know, you look fantastic.
You do look good.
Well, I want to thank you for saying so. I appreciate that. A lot of hard work.
You look absolutely fantastic.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey, can you give me a water real quick?
Great news. I got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm very excited to be back.
Well, it's nice to have you back. And right back on top. I like that attitude.
This is great.
Well, let's talk about it on the show, but you look great, Mole. Oh, my God.
Look at his hair and everything.
I know. Your hair's the...
I'm fucking amazed. Hairstyle.
You know what's funny?
Hair straight.
Perry, hold on a second. I look at his hair. His hair looks good. And then I look at yours. Look at that.
I'm a fucking animal.
Look at that.
I'm not going to start disparaging Perry, who's done nothing but great stuff for this podcast.
Oh, that's not
Thank
exactly
you.
The
true.
Team and he... He's the heart and soul and the energy of the whole project.
That's not true at all.
I love that remark. Thank you so much, sir.
We'll just get this water and we'll get this
thing
going.
How's your health? How's your health?
We'll get on it the show, Perry. Do you hear me? We'll talk about it on the show.
Hello, Mary Jane. How are you? Lovely to see you.
Sorry.
I got to tell you, you look spectacular.
Oh, thank you, Don. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say. And
what did you just call me? What did you just call me?
Don Barris.
Wow, this is unbelievable.
What the fuck happened?
Now, the last time we saw...
What the fuck happened?
The last time we saw this guy...
19 years, he's been insane, and then all of a sudden, fa-foom.
All right, you keep interrupting
it really isn't.
Me.
I mean, it wasn't... It's a process.
Well, last time we saw you, you were on a diet, we'll call it, of heroin and crystal meth.
That's right.
And last week, John Quincy Adams called us and said that he put you in rehab. Now, please, tell us what happened, because you look... spectacular.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I will tell you this, that I have been into the belly of the beast, and it was not pretty, and I've come out the other end, and I am liking the way I'm smelling.
And I don't blame you, because you smell good.
Thank you. What happened was...
Perry, what?
I'm shocked. This guy's... I feel like I... The Ted Nugent album, what was the name of that album? Back in the 80s.
Well, this is a reference
to... Cat Scratch Fever.
No, but there was a Ted Nugent album.
I know what you're talking about, but the point is that nobody will understand that reference.
I'm so shocked right now.
Yeah, when he walked in, you didn't know who it was.
No, until I heard his voice.
Interesting. I mean, we've worked together in the capacity of the Big Three
for
nearly
19
years.
We might have worked together...
Yes.
But the hair is not the Walter Molinsky hair that I know.
Well, I went to a stylist, and it really is. I didn't even get a cut. They just were able. They just kind of brushed it out and put some relaxing conditioner in it. What happened to me? It's happened to a lot of people, and that is
I'm fucking shocked. I want to cry. I'm so shocked.
This is unbelievable. Tell your story, Mo.
What happened to me, and it happens to a lot of people who get in a situation like myself. I used methamphetamine and heroin to drop a couple pounds for bathing suit season, like a lot of people do. I ended up becoming dependent on it. I found myself...
addicted?
It's a strong word, but all right, I'll go with that. I found myself, if you want to call it an addiction, I needed it to live. Okay. And what happened was I finally said, enough is enough. I need to start eating. I need to bring food back into my life and not always turn to HN, hard narcotics, for my next meal.
Right.
I went to get myself some food, and that's where I hit bottom. I ended up on the floor face down at the Malibu Country Market for hours and hours and hours. People stepping over me because they all thought I was planking.
What do you
and
mean
you weren't planking?
I was not. I was not planking. I was passed out in my own filth.
Oh, my God.
And there were pictures posted of me, Mole Planks Malibu, Country Mart. You could see him up. I ran into some problems. But anyway, finally someone was able to turn me over and get some of the... I had a half-chewed banana in my mouth that I'd thrown up and passed out, and they were able to get the banana out.
Oh, my God.
John Quincy Adams.
He was, if I may say something, he loves you to death.
He is a special and dear man.
He was out of his mind last week.
I will tell you, he was able to find me a space in the Narco Center for Drugification. It's a very exclusive facility. I was able to detoxify, and they tried some radical techniques on me. My intelligence has surpassed what my intelligence quotient was before I started the narcotics. In fact, and I do have some...
It's almost like the drug on Rise of Planet of the Apes.
I've not seen that yet. I was sent the script, but I will look at it. The you know what? I'm not really seeing movies for a while. I'm just reading the books. So what
and
I want...
scripts...
Scripts, books. I'm into the printed word. I'm thinking that television or movies are just sucking
my intelligence. I'm stutteringly shocked.
Well, what I wanted to share with you, and it's kind of big news, is that after I went through the process, I came out the other side. I have, right now, a foolproof, 100% foolproof plan that will not only save the Big Three podcast.
Okay.
We'll make each and every member of the Big Three financially secure for the rest of our lives and our children's lives. This is no investment. This is what I want to bring to you guys because you two were always there for me. This is my gift to you. I want to initiate this financial...
Hold everything. You have a way that we can become... rich to the point where we are set for life, not only our lifetime, but our children's lifetime?
It is Friday, 6 p.m., 6:20.
6:23, 2023.
This plan, once initiated, by the time you're home, your bank accounts will be, your checking or savings, wherever you want to delegate the first wave of cash to go into, will be, you'll see when you get home. But I need to explain to you how the process works. It's very simple. No investment
from
you.
Can I just say
one thing? And this is what I want to share with you. It's something that I thought of.
Mole, excuse me for one second. For people just tuning in, or you've never heard our show, and this is the first time you've listened to us, we were the stars of the hit film Windy City Heat, and we've been doing this podcast. This is for 42 shows now.
Wow.
And when we started this podcast...
I would have said we've done two, three.
Well, it's crazy.
I don't remember them.
When we started this podcast, our goal, if you remember, was to be more original and different than any other podcast, radio show, television show around. And what we did is we involved the talking about pop culture.
True.
And then we would talk about our own personal lives. And what you're talking about right now is as personal as anything I've ever heard before.
Though it does tie into pop culture and current events because it does have something to do with the debt crisis that's going on.
Now, when you say this, you're talking about the thing that will make us so wealthy that we will have enough money to live the rest of our lives and our children will have money to live the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that sounds... Now, probably one of the most interesting things that I've ever heard, but what I should talk about real quick, if I may interrupt. Let me interrupt real quick. For the people that don't know, today is our last podcast here at Ace Broadcasting, and there's some mixed emotions. We've had some good times, and we've had some bad times. I will say this. It was wonderful working with Donnie Mizrahi. He taught me a lot about the podcast industry. And I think we put a pretty darn good show together. And I would say at least 95% of the reason is Donnie Mizrahi. And today is our last show, so it's going to be kind of lost without him because we are moving on. Now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to move into another studio. We don't have all the funds yet. We've had some guys help us out.
Don,
and when you say this about money.
The studio, the cost of the studio.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You can take your pick of studios in Los Angeles and post houses, wherever you want to do it. Honestly, I would like us to rent out a floor in the Capitol Records building.
What?
Wow. That's...
What?
Not the top floor.
Are you freaking
An
me
entire
out?
Floor? This is the same place where the Beatles,
out?
Frank Sinatra,
yes.
on and
Missing
on
persons.
And on. You're
yes.
saying have an entire floor there?
It wouldn't be the top floor. The top floor is taken up, but there is the third floor from the top. We can get that floor.
Whoa. Well, I want to hear all about this.
It's all part of my plan. I can't wait to tell you guys about it. It's very exciting.
Can you tell us tonight?
I want to tell you now. I want to get this thing going. I want to initiate.
Before we get into that, though, we've got something we got to do. Because one of the favorite bits on this show is a segment where the audience, the home people, get a chance to play around with this, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
It's a segment where listeners can be part of the fun by sending us $10 cash, and you'll get a mention on the show. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
Sorry, I have to take this call just really quick.
Go ahead.
This is Walter. Okay. Well, that's great. You know what? Transfer some of that. Oh, just open another account. If it's maxed out, just start another account. Start another account with wherever it's maxed out to on top of that and then put that in. I'm also going to be calling you. We're also going to be setting up
what is he talking
Don
about?
Barris and Perry Caravello with accounts as well.
Oh.
I'll be calling you back with that
That's
information.
All right.
Okay.
Money? Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah, I know. The Nikkei Index. It's the Japanese. Thank God for the Japanese, right? Okay. I'll talk to you.
Dude, you're amazing. I'm going to say three words that I normally say to women.
Okay,
thank you.
What are you saying? Perry, what are you saying?
He's to take this.
Oh, the $10, the Australian
one? Yeah.
Well, we'll split it up because I want my five. I still want mine.
I don't even know how to cash.
Okay, we'll do it. Anyway, you were saying something. What were you saying to Mole?
You're amazing, Mole. I love you, brother.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks. That's very special.
I really do. You're somebody that,
I'm confused in what you're saying.
Well, for these funds that are going to be able to help us out for the rest of our lives mm-hmm. and help out our children for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
Well, in case that doesn't work.
I will tell you this. When the money starts coming in, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that, invest some of it into some real estate. This is my one piece of advice. Take like a quarter of it and buy like a nice two-bedroom condo in Marina Del Rey or Malibu or something. Just pay for it. And if you really want to be smart, pay your property taxes for the next 10, 15 years ahead of time. Then you don't have to worry about it. Only take like a quarter of it. I mean, that'll replenish itself, that money, by Thursday. But
I ask a question? Can I ask a dollar amount that we are... that you're helping us out with? I have total faith.
Well, how
faith.
Do you know? You don't
I
even
mean,
know what it
I,
is.
Look at the way
you don't even know what it is
but,
yet.
But please.
What are you talking about? Scaremaster. You haven't heard one thing that he said about it.
Let's listen to Mole, because we're not letting Mole speak.
What are you talking about? Mole's been
Walter?
Doing nothing
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing? When you start making these revenues, and I know that I know Don is used to it, but Perry, this is going to be the first time you're going to have substantial money. I want you to remember to give some of it to charity. Find a charity, because you're not going to be able to spend all that in a lifetime. And I want you to be able to give some of it to a good charity. What I've done is I've figured out a loophole in the current budget crisis that is enabling completely legally Americans just like ourselves to capitalize through a series of financial maneuvers that is going to make us incredibly wealthy.
Oh, listen, before we get to that, okay. I do have to do one thing. This company is making its last commercial with us today because of Perry, I guess. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's at 440-731-9338. Hi, friends. It's your old pal from the cult classic film Windy City Heat and from the podcast that makes you glad you're internet savvy, the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm here today to talk to you once again about an American company that has broken new business ground. Two brothers from Ohio took their very, very successful plumbing business, and they combined it with their true love, hardcore man-on-man porn. And that's how they formed ASM Plumbing and Porn. You wonder how this new concept has been accepted in the naive Midwestern Ohio town? Well, it's worked out great. And it's not just because there's nothing to do in Ohio except wish they lived in Michigan. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from a guy that claims he's straight but does have a check mark for dabbling. ASM Plumbing and Porn spokesman, Scary Perry Caravello.
Hi, friends. I'm the Scaremaster, Scary Perry Caravello, from the Big Three Podcast and from the cult film classic Windy City Heat. I'm here today because I want my fans to know that when I'm playing the Scaremaster, I play a homophobic, racist, male chauvinistic, moronic fool. But when I'm away from the gang, I love watching hardcore man-on-man porn. Yeah. I consider myself straight because even though I've only committed one gay act in my life, I found that I didn't like it. Just because I didn't like my experience back in 1992, it does mean that I can't enjoy watching the hardcore man-on-man porn. Trying to get them back as a sponsor.
Wait a minute. That's where you're supposed to improvise an apology, ASM porn, trying to get them back as a sponsor.
Okay.
So what you'll do is you'll talk from the heart here.
All right. Listen. Guys over at ASM, you know how I feel bad about being an asshole when I was an asshole. But, you know, you guys were very polite and very nice and very warm and respective and stuff. But again, I am sorry for being an asshole.
You need to be a little more respective, my friend.
Absolutely, especially in the business world.
Yeah, I open up sometimes in the wrong way. And
why is that, do you think?
It's part of something that I have bad that happened to me about 30 plus years ago.
You know, Mole, it seems as if you've had a lot of group therapy since you've been in the rehab.
Yeah, we had a lot of group therapy. We had a lot of one-on-one with Dr. Livingston. It really gets in there, and that's kind of when I went into my mind and rediscovered Walter, was where I came up with the foolproof plan to make us all wealthy.
Now awesome. You are serious about this.
I need all of your cooperation to make it happen.
I'm more than welcome, too.
I got John Quincy Adams actually hooked up with it earlier, and I assume he's doing very well.
He's always been doing very well.
Yesterday. Last night we hooked him up into it.
So he is strong. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
There's a lot of ways to make money in America. There's real estate. There's
absolutely.
There's funds for.
You were saying that Perry can live a good life.
You never know. The people who win the lottery, it's up to them. It's what they want to do with that newfound wealth.
Win the lottery? Did you win the lottery?
I did not win the lottery. The lottery is a game. This is something that's an actual way to achieve wealth in a matter of hours.
Now you're saying the lottery. Are you telling me to play the lottery?
He didn't say that at all.
Harry, what are you talking about?
He's saying he can make money for you, more money than you'll ever need in your lifetime. And just
I'm not making it for
hours.
You. You're making it yourself. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell Dan how to do it. I told John Quincy Adams how to do it.
How?
Okay. It's very
Before you get to that, I will say one thing. I have been getting a lot of emails, and you know what everyone's really interested in? I think we should talk a little bit about that before we get
Please
into this.
Please don't yell it through the microphone.
I'm not going to yell anything. That's not my style.
Okay.
We're just going to talk about your father, Cookie Caramello.
Cookie is not his name.
People love the Cookie
Caramello.
Cookie
is not his name.
It was his nickname.
That is not even his nickname.
Well, it was on the boat, apparently. I remember vaguely. Christ. I remember something about an admiral and he
whatever
were lovers.
Whatever, they were not gay. They were not lovers.
Okay, you're gonna obviously
it's fog. A lot of the past
bullshit.
Is foggy to me. Here's
it's
what I remember.
Bullshit.
Here's what I remember.
Let him
a lineage of man love through the Caravellos.
What
dating back from you to your father, Cookie Caravello, and the admiral.
My dad's name is Sonny.
Okay, to your grandfather.
But on the boat, he was Cookie.
He was a cook.
Right. Yes.
And your grandfather, his name was?
My mother's father's name was Frank Giuliano.
And Frank Giuliano's
was
relationship
the tailor,
with Al Capone.
Was a tailor in Chicago.
Which is what they called domestic partners.
He was not domestic partners.
With Al Capone.
He
this is
not,
what I remember.
Jesus
Everything's
Christ.
Vague to me. You have to understand, Perry, that I...
You would think you'd be a little prouder of that. That the fact Al Capone, one of the biggest crime bosses...
was not a gay man either.
An Italian-American hero, basically. Al Capone. And your grandfather spent time with him.
Well, my grandfather was the tailor for Al Capone. They were not gay lovers.
Well, Christ. Be that as it may, all I know is that we need to get past that and we need to start making some money. Now, all you two really have to do is a couple easy steps to initiate this whole...
Mole, excuse me. Can we get to that in just one second?
But I would like to get it because we're losing money as we talk. The sooner you guys I set this up for you, I can do
okay.
it on my phone.
I completely understand.
I can do it on my
Let's
phone and have
it.
You guys
right.
set up.
But before we get to
by the
that,
time you get home, okay,
we got three guys just sitting around and we're talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
How are we going to...
Perry, why would you interrupt the theme?
Well, because
we're in the middle
this,
of guy talk.
Money.
We're in the middle of guy talk. Let's not talk about money.
He's
let's talk about
He's
the ladies.
Point. He's got a point. We are, talking, right. we are sitting around talking about the ladies.
All right, let's talk
so
about
a
the
week
ladies.
Ago last night, I saw Lady Gaga.
At Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Absolutely.
And How was she?
How was she? Let's just say I'm a little monster now.
Oh, she got sexual with you?
What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, because I hear stories that she's a dyke. I hear stories that she's a bisexual.
You know who she reminded me a lot of?
Who?
Her face and her hair. She looked exactly like Sheba.
Ah, Perry's meal ticket.
That was 19 years ago.
Right. But that was your original meal ticket. Because the way you got into this whole project was you were lovers with a beautiful lady named Sheba.
She was okay.
And you were proud to say she was your meal ticket.
She was okay.
She was beautiful.
To you guys.
And you made love to her.
Once.
And how was that?
Sheba was not Linda, okay?
We're not talking about Linda. We're talking about Sheba as a woman. Let's not compare her to anyone else.
Well, Linda was the top-notch lover that I've been with lately.
Okay, you see, we're talking about Sheba. You went a completely different
Sheba.
Mode. This is why I can't believe this. You know
what? All right, Sheba. Let's talk about Sheba.
Okay, quick, because you know what?
Sheba was very thin. Like, my ex-wife was very thin.
And you were lovers.
Yeah, okay.
You made love to her.
Yeah, we had sex. It was okay.
You made love to her.
I made love to her. Doggy style. In the dark. In an apartment that had no furniture. Just a couple of boxes of clothes. That was it.
And that was Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it's Guy Talk.
Now, what were you talking about before we were in Guy Talk?
I was trying to stress to you, too, that we need to strike while the iron is hot on this, okay? This is something that we can initiate now. I can punch everything in on my phone. I need a couple.
We got a phone call. Why don't you send that phone call through real quick for us, if you wouldn't mind?
Guess who's buzzing up Ace Broadcasting Studios one last time?
JQA. John Quincy Adams.
Ah, Walter, wonderful. You're there safe and sound.
Hello, John.
Don, Perry, what do you think of Mo's newfound sobriety?
I'm shocked.
I'm absolutely blown away. His hair looks perfect. He looks in better shape.
He looks
shape
like a
than
man rather than an animal.
His voice pattern, every single thing about him is spectacular. I got to tell you the truth.
Hey, John, I got to tell you, I don't think the guys really appreciate the severity of my new intelligentsification.
Have you told him about your epiphany yet?
Yeah, I was trying to, yeah. You were going to hold until the rest of the show.
Wonderful idea. Build the suspense. Yep. May I just say, Walter, a personal thank you. I invested nothing, and in the last 6 hours alone, I've received over $40,000 U.S. wired into my checking account.
Whoa.
I don't know how you did it, but it sure is fun being along for this gravy train.
Right? It is, right? It's wonderful. I love it.
Walter, how?
Shut up. Just let him talk.
While we're all making or soon to be making a lot of money, may I take one moment to speak to Perry and Don in private? Would that be all right, Walter?
You
want to
talk?
Excuse us.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to grab a vitamin water out of my car. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm stressing out a little bit.
All right, listen, gents. Melody's doing gangbusters. I give all credit to his physician.
Dr. Livingston, I presume?
Once more, yes, Don, Dr. Livingston. You had asked about his controversial methods last week. Let me tell you, Dr. Livingston has had great success, but he has run into something called the Flowers for Algernon effect. Harry, are you familiar with that?
I have no clue what you're talking about, sir.
The Flowers for Algernon effect. Listen to me for a moment. Listen.
Go ahead.
Flowers for Algernon effect simply means that if Walter was to partake in any, and I mean any, narcotics, he would snap back to his normal mole state of disintelligentsemia, perhaps even more pronounced.
So what you're saying is he'd be dumb again?
Yes, Don, yes. He'd be quite dumb. He needs to say nope to dope, yes?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
So I think that what you're saying here is if he started doing dope again, it would screw it up for everybody here. And this way of making money for not only you, Mr. Adams, but myself, Perry, and for our children, and our children's children, possibly. We could be screwed up with that, Perry.
Yeah.
He can't do dope ever again.
Not anymore.
Oh, my God. Where is he? Where'd he go?
He went to his car to get vitamin water.
Oh. Mary Jane, do me a favor. Go out and get Mole real quick.
What do you plan on saying?
I don't know. What scares me is we got to watch Mole. Because if Mole comes back and he goes out and he hangs out with any of his friends, he's going to get high. And whatever magic money thing he's got going will be gone.
He looks good now.
He looks great. But we just got to keep him away from the dope. That's what
friends does he have that does dope?
I don't know all of his friends.
I don't know any of his friends.
I know, but what I'm saying is
I only know us.
If he's high all the time, he's gonna. What's the matter, Mary Jane?
Guys, I think that Mole found the joint full of heroin that he left on the barbecue in the parking lot a few weeks ago.
Oh no.
Are you serious?
Oh no. What happened? Mo. Where's your shirt? Where's your shirt, Mo?
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is happening outside?
What is
it? You know what I just found?
Mo. Oh my
God. You know what I found? You know what I found?
No. I smell dope. I smell weed.
I smell weed.
Oh,
I found
no.
The joint with heroin.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, get off
me.
Get the fuck away.
What about the money?
We're doing a podcast. Hey, you guys. I got some money. I got an idea. Give me some money. I'll get some HN, some hard narcotics.
Oh, Mo. No, no, no. You were telling us earlier about this loophole in the government where we would be able to get some money, setting us up for life.
Oh, God.
On the last podcast?
No, no. Right before you went out.
Christ.
What did you smoke out there, Mo? Mo.
I'm trying to backtrack.
You didn't.
I what? Maybe. I don't know.
He did.
Mo, you think real hard. What happened with that?
Listen to me. Let me do this. Let me ask Mo one question. It may help. Is that all right? One question?
Go ahead. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mo, let me ask you. Why did the spider play baseball?
To catch fly balls.
Wait
a second, Mr. Adams.
I'm back, baby.
You know the money plan, Mr. Adams?
I'm back.
What's that, Daniel? You're breaking up.
Can you tell us about the money?
Diane Canyon. Toodles all.
Oh, shit. Mo, what are you talking about, Mo? Mo, what happened? Where's your shirt?
No. No, no, wait, hold on. Okay, all right. I figured out a way to make a bunch of dough, right? Shit.
You were telling us.
Government.
Loophole in the government.
Right.
What is it? Tell us.
Where's my phone?
Okay, Mo.
Do you have my phone?
No, I don't have
it. I don't have your phone. Todd doesn't have your phone.
Nobody has your phone, Mo.
I
have
a phone.
Okay. Who are you calling?
I'm checking something.
What do we do?
Talk.
What happened?
Hold on.
Why did you let him go out there?
I didn't let him go out there.
When he asked you, you said,
hold on. What does all this mean?
Number 9.
Mary Jane, you know what's sad about this?
What?
I wish Mo would have told somebody something, because it would have been a great thing for all of us if we could have found out his financial plan. But I guess it wasn't meant to be. Anyway, Mary Jane, we still have a countdown to get to, so should we move on?
Yes.
Okay, this show was a long time in the making. We wanted to do a podcast from Perry's apartment for a long time. Now, for some reason, and I have no idea why, Perry kept refusing to do it. Finally, after all the coaxing we could do, he finally agreed, and boy, was this one for the books. Number 8 is Perry's Apartment, Part 1. Now, at the time that we went into his apartment, this was only the third time we'd ever seen the inside of those walls. We'd come there once for a spaghetti dinner, and the other time was when we showed Windy City Heat to Perry for the first time. We had a lot of people crammed into his little shithole apartment for this episode. We had Dominic Monaghan, Perry's agent at the time, Hank Greenberg, Burt Ward, who had worked on Windy City Heat, my baby, who Burt Ward was watching, baby Donna, and a guest appearance for an American hero, Terrifying Tim. Perry was going to cook another spaghetti dinner for us. It's sort of his specialty. But as always, things did not go quite the way Perry wanted them to. So once again, let's hear from a fan who voted for this episode. Do you want to read this, Mary Jane?
Sure.
Okay.
Dear Don, out of all the Big Three podcast episodes, Perry's Apartment Part 1 is the one that I've listened to the most. There are so many hilarious moments in this episode that it was difficult for me to decide which highlights to mention. Don, Mole, Mary Jane, Dominic Monaghan, Terrifying Tim, Hank Greenberg, Burt Ward, and even little baby Donna all shine in this episode. Perry, on the other hand, is incredibly unprofessional. My favorite moments include baby Donna shitting her diaper in Perry's apartment? Don was reading letters from people seeking compensation for the injuries they received from mole play, the home game. Perry explaining his tattoo? Mole's suggestions that Steve Guttenberg could play Perry if a movie was ever made about the Randy Callahan incident. Hank Greenberg's story about his cocaine binge with Marlon Brando. Perry discussing his crack cocaine days with the Balloon Boy's father. Dominique Monaghan's history lesson on Italy and the Oregano Wars. The entire spaghetti cooking segment, which peaks when Terrifying Tim decides to make a surprise visit. This episode is the pinnacle of comedy podcasting, and it is the only good thing ever to come out of
excuse me, Mary Jane, I think you're supposed to say it. Okay.
I thought I did say.
Well, you couldn't understand it. Okay, just continue on then, please.
Okay. Scenarios. This funny cannot be written. It is like listening to an incredible improv performance where everyone is at the top of their game, except for the one ungrateful, unprofessional Javajo who is determined to ruin it all. Not only is this my favorite Big Three podcast episode, but my favorite comedy podcast episode of all time. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to see the pilot. Barrett Cox, Oakland, California.
Well, Barrett, you're a good man. Thanks for that one. And now we go back to the countdown. Coming in at number 8 from March 2011, it's Perry's Apartment, Part 1.
Number 8.
We've got a big show today. We're from Perry's apartment. We've been waiting for this for a long time. And here we are in Perry's apartment. Oh, I'm also here with Burt Ward and my little daughter. Hello, Donna. Come on over here. Hello. Hello.
So she likes
it. All right. She's crying. Now, if you don't know the story about my daughter, Donna, this past Valentine's Day, she was left at Ace Broadcast Studios by what you would call one of those one-night friends. Oh, hello, little Donna. I didn't know what to do with her, so I asked podcast intern and Perry's former assistant, Burt Ward. I asked him if he could watch her for a while.
Whoa, she's funny.
This is only the second time that I've ever seen my little Donna. All right, take her back. That's enough. What should we go into first today, Mo? What do you think?
I want to talk about Perry's secret spaghetti recipe because that's what we're here for, spaghetti dinner.
Absolutely. What we'll be doing a little bit later, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a live cooking segment. Oh, excuse me. Yes?
Oh, boy.
What is she doing? What is she doing?
I don't know. I think
probably needs to be changed.
Yeah, she needs to be changed.
Do it in the kitchen, dude.
No, you don't change my... You don't change your baby.
It's in the fucking kitchen. Where, you don't change you told
baby.
Get out.
Baby. Right. You said get don't out change my bed, baby.
But well, what you said, I mean, she should go to the bathroom, but you said we have to go down to Denny's. Yeah, but we can't.
Change her in the bathroom.
That's good. We'll do it right there.
Gosh, damn.
Don't hold her by the head.
She'll fall up here.
Okay.
Hygienic.
All right.
God damn.
Take it easy, Perry.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right, the reason that we're here today is because Ace Broadcasting made a deal. If we were still allowed to do the show, we would have to do 2 shows from Perry's apartment. So for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be having shows from your apartment. You seem very excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess. Perry, I'm just going to tell you, I'm really happy to be back in your apartment. For the 3rd time in the 19 years that we've known you.
Yeah.
First time we came here, we had a blast.
Had a great time.
You freaked out because I was like grabbing sticks. Hey, get
your... Don't touch.
I was saying that's why you freaked out because I grabbed like sticks, greatest hits right there.
And the second time we were here, we got to see the premiere of Windy City Heat right in this chair right here. You remember that?
Got so many things going on right now in the back of my mind.
Like what?
Barry, what are those things?
My niece has got her fucking ex-husband that's bullshitting with her.
Like, what do you mean, bullshit?
I mean, the motherfucker attacks her.
Horsing around?
Attacked her and her mother and her
allegedly,
mother
allegedly
with a fucking gun.
Okay. Yeah. What happens in neighborhoods like this? Here, where do we put the
dice? Here, just hold it.
Here, put it. You, I don't know where the garbage is.
Give me the dirty dice.
I don't know where the garbage is.
Box behind you.
All right. I got it. You're going to leave a shit diaper in the box?
Until the show is over, and then I'll throw the goddamn thing outside.
No, you not the Healthy Choice soup box.
Then
the other box.
Near the noodles.
That box is open.
Why is she crying?
Because I think she's hungry.
You think she's hungry?
She was sleeping.
You want some multigrain Pringles? No, you might have too much salt in them.
You're a good dad, Dan.
Well, yeah, I am. So I was thinking of getting a tattoo the other day, and I went to a tattoo parlor. Now, I know that you guys have tattoos. You have a tattoo mole?
I did, but I burned it up by mistake.
How'd you do that?
Well, it was a frog, and then I thought it was a frog, and then I freaked out, so I burned it. But it was just a tattoo of a frog.
So yeah. Oh, so you...
The frog smoking a joint.
You thought a frog was on your skin.
And then I thought it was a frog. I forgot I had the tattoo, and I freaked out.
Yeah.
Do you like frog smell?
Not anymore.
What scares you about frogs?
Well, when you burn them on your skin, turns out they're not really a frog.
Yeah.
You know, when you like, you take like an iron, you go like, get that frog off me, and it's really a tattoo of a frog.
Do you have any tattoos?
Bert? I don't have any tattoos. I wanted to get one though.
Of what?
There was a shop when I was in Tijuana, and they had a Carmen Miranda. And they had this like fruit bowl on top of her head when she was playing that dancing lady.
Yeah.
And I almost got that on my forearm once.
That would have been really nice. Stupid. Now, Perry, you have a couple tattoos. Why don't you show the tattoos right now?
Why? For the radio.
Because we're doing, we've got
fucking
cameras.
Hey, all right.
Are you going to, now, explain what this is.
All explain right. Scary Perry.
You're blocking your mic. You're blocking your mic. You can just, I'll hold it. Okay. Stop blocking your mic.
Quality.
The top tattoo is, Scary Perry.
That's you.
The skull.
Skull, the fedora.
The jacket, the fedora, that's me. And then you got my, my scroll, skateboarder, snowboarder, actor, comedian.
How long did that take? All of it. The sleeve.
It was done two months, and apart.
Yeah.
Top one was the first one, and this one was done.
How many hours did that take, Bear?
What, a couple hours apiece?
Huh.
You
what
think you're more of a snowboarder than an actor?
No.
Why do you have snowboarder before actor?
Because skateboarding and snowboarding was something that I did before I acted and did comedy.
Really?
And then in that order, then you acted, and then you did comedy last.
Well, comedy actually...
So on your arm, it's out of order right now,
no,
right?
It's not really out of order.
So comedy is last with you.
Comedy is last because comedy
snowboarding
is my title.
Second.
Yeah. So it's like a chronological journey. You should have, like, father on there at some point.
I could have my whole arm with all this shit that I've
done.
Like, what else?
I would say something right now, but it would cost me $5 in your jar.
Oh, I was actually going to ask about the rules of the $5.
Explain it to him, Perry.
Explain the jar.
How the compensation worked. Is it...
I don't even remember.
Okay, I think...
Hank,
do you remember?
The rule is that at any time Randy Callahan is brought up...
Thank you.
Or the whole situation.
Or the whole situation, $5 goes into a jar and Perry gets to keep that money.
Thank you.
So each time that name is mentioned, it's $5, or you can have a conversation about that and it's $5?
It's... The bullshit about what happened.
Okay, let's say this.
Yeah.
Let's say that I decide I want to put $5 in, and I start saying, I remember when Randy Callahan blew you, that Randy Callahan is a good cocksucker. Randy Callahan really knows how to give you fucking head. And then you end it there. Now, that's kind of like one long sentence that runs together, but you mentioned the name Randy Callahan three times. How much would they owe you?
15.
Oh, okay, so it's every time the name is mentioned.
All right, that's...
What are you doing?
Well, I got... That's 10.
Okay. I'll hold it.
For Perry or for you?
I'll hold it for
Perry. You haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. Here.
Well, okay. So I have the first question about Randy.
Right.
Did it... F- it's
it's an uncomfortable question, but did you...
Well, he hasn't said it yet.
Why is it even being brought up? He has questions about it, and he's paying
That's enough.
Okay. Right.
It's being brought up. I don't want it fucking brought up.
Right. Yeah, but I'm paying compensation for it.
He's paying the $5.
Let him say what he's going to say, and then we'll...
And let him know who blew who. This is no confusion.
No! Now you owe me money.
No, I don't. I'm saying you don't want to be confusion.
I wanted to know if there was... constant eye-to-eye contact throughout the entire time.
I wasn't... No, it's not eye-to-eye contact.
All right, that's $5. That was $5.
And then the last question was, did his semen taste like someone else's semen, or did it taste like
yours? I didn't suck his dick.
Oh, what did you do? You just jerked him off.
All right.
All right, well, that's...
God damn it,
well, you really didn't answer the question.
Well, I said I didn't suck his dick,
you
fags.
Tell him what you did. Tell him what you did.
Why do I have to keep saying how many fucking years...
compensated.
How many fucking years do I have
he
to...
He doesn't know it, though. But he doesn't know it.
How many fucking years
but he
do I have to bring
it?
Up this fucking story?
Dominic is new to the story.
It's fucking written
he's
in the...
He's to find out about
written
it.
Written in the paper.
You tell him what happened.
How many fucking hundreds of papers around the fucking world talk bullshit about this fucking subject?
I'm not doing it.
Just had a couple of questions. So
and he paid you.
Perry.
He paid you.
To be fair.
It pisses me off the fucking story that happened... Almost 20 fucking years ago.
Then why are all the newspapers around the world still printing stories about it? Right. Why is it so compelling?
I haven't done anything.
Why has it captured the imagination of the world?
What if there was a movie made about that?
That would be
awesome.
That would
be crazy.
Who would play you in the movie?
I don't give a fuck.
If you thought about a movie, who would be the guy that would play you?
I don't know.
Right. I mean,
Perry just got $10 from Dominic. Let's just drop it. Anything moving forward, there's going to have to be more money handed out, I think.
Now, do you have a tattoo, Hank?
I don't have any tattoos.
Why? Because you're Jewish?
That's actually part of it.
Yeah, because you can't be buried in a
Jewish
cemetery. Why is that rule there?
It's an old rule about changing your body, and it's, you know, it's not worth the trouble, and
really,
I don't know. There's no reason for me to get a tattoo. I thought about once.
Yeah, but if you wanted to, you should be able to get a tattoo.
I knew Marlon Brando back before he died. We spent a whole night just going insane. We did a ton of coke, and like at like 6 a.m, we were on his tennis court, wearing swim goggles and Speedos, and riding around on trikes. And I thought about getting a tattoo to commemorate that.
Wow.
But then I thought, how am I going to even explain that? But
Perry used to do crack cocaine, too.
Oh.
That was back in the 90s.
Did you? Is that when you got the tattoo?
No.
What did you do crazy when you did crack? Crazy story.
Push-ups.
I don't even remember.
I remember he used to go up and get a rock and crack.
And it was like an 8-mile journey.
Yeah, he'd go up there, get it, come back here, smoke it, do push-ups.
And he did that like 9 or 10 times in one night.
How long were you on it?
You know who you did it with?
94 years.
You did it with a celebrity. Why don't you tell them who you did it with?
You talking about Balloon Boy's dad?
Yeah, the Balloon Boy's father that lost that kid. He did crack cocaine with that guy on a regular basis.
So how did that happen? One night he just said, hey, try this out?
Richard and I were working together at the time, and him and I went up to where they were selling it up in North Hills.
When it had just come out, when it had kind of exploded.
No. This is when Richard and I was working together, and he was an addict as well as I was.
How was it? Oh. Is it the best drug you've ever done?
It's the last drug I'm ever going to... The last street drug I'm ever
going to... It's a devil's asshole, isn't
right,
it?
Right. It's sick.
What was the worst... At the worst moment when you were on drugs? Like when the sun was coming up and you're lying there, you couldn't sleep because you're so high?
No, when I was home by myself, New Year's Day of the year 2000, I looked up and looking at my daughter on the wall, and I just started crying.
Yeah.
I don't want to see her come back.
Oh, you're so funny.
I don't want to see her come back here and bury me.
Yeah.
Hey, are we going to make spaghetti soon?
We will in a second.
Hey, Dominic, do you like spaghetti? You like Italian food?
I love Italian food, yeah.
You were a cook, right?
Yeah, I was a cook, yeah.
At Quincy's house.
I'm a big fan of Italian food, so I'm interested to see your Italian
food. What about the people? Mm-hmm. The lowest form of life there
lowest
is.
Form of life there is. A motherfucker?
Have you guys been
Antonio,
to
Antonio Corsi?
Who's that?
great friend of, Jesus Christ, I can't even think
of
it.
Well, anyway, we all, we get it. No, the okay. Italians are an impressive.
Rudolph.
They're not.
Have you been to Italy?
They're one of...
Perry.
It's kind of, it's got that kind of, it's like a kind of Mexico of Europe type.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like rustic peasant, but kind of like poor...
Like
country,
their whole country is like this neighborhood, a real right. shit area.
There's a lot of crime. Yeah. I prefer Spain, France, Greece, you know, Switzerland, Austria, Germany.
Perry cooks Italian food, and Bosnia. He used to make mushrooms. And remember when you made mushrooms? Your wife made mushrooms and didn't put oregano in it?
Oh yeah. Well, can I tell this story? Pick it up when you remember it, because you look like you took her. You started screaming at her, and you. Took her by the neck what? And put her up against the refrigerator.
Because she didn't put oregano in the mushrooms.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't even want to bring it up.
Okay, we won't.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because of oregano. And
Do you put oregano in your tomato sauce?
It's already in the sauce.
I'm sorry.
I wondered if you were aware of the Italian, like the Italian history of cooking, the oregano wars that went on. In the 1940s,
that was
the Calabrese family, the Caprese family, and the Bolognese family were battling for the stranglehold of the oregano fields, mm-hmm. and the Bolognese family lost it. So you're actually not supposed to put oregano in.
Well, who's this family?
The Calabrese family.
Yeah, are they Italian? Family?
Yeah,
probably cowards.
They took the oregano, and you're not supposed to be putting. So I'm not sure about oregano in tomato
garlic
sauce.
And oregano.
No, there's no oregano in tomato sauces generally. Okay. In Italy.
Okay.
I mean, here maybe, but it's like a bastardization of it over here.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm sure Perry. This is actually convenient that the Italian culture came up. This weekend is the 150th anniversary
of the
unification of Italy. I thought just Perry could tell us a little something about the history that of the unification.
I don't know the unification history of Italy.
Tell us a little bit about it.
I don't know.
You're the one who's always like, I'm Italian.
Shut the fuck up!
God damn! Something about the conquest of the Papal States and stuff, and Pope Pius IX, I think.
I don't know any of that shit. I don't.
You're the one who's always like, I'm Italian.
You are.
I know everything about Italy.
Look at me. I'm Italian. Look at me. I'm the person. I'm the guy.
This is a big Italian food celebration that Perry's invited us over.
Absolutely.
So I didn't invite you guys over.
So I thought it would be nice for all of us to share a little vino together. So I got us a nice
Paolo
Rossi Paisano.
No!
Good.
I said no alcohol.
Hey, we said we're having an Italian meal.
You got to have
it. I don't give a shit. I said no fucking alcohol.
That is a lot of wine.
What the fuck is that doing this with my fucking apartment? Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here!
The podcast.
It's over!
How much wine is that?
Goodbye!
To give us the money back.
No fucking way!
You're going to throw us out? We haven't even opened up the drinks yet.
I said no alcohol.
Stop. Everybody put their fingers in their ears for 1 second.
Okay. What did I say?
Perry, settle down.
No alcohol.
Listen, all right. Perry.
No.
Perry.
Alcohol.
Are you listening or are you talking? You've said that a million times. Let me tell you something.
Really immature, by the way.
Put your fingers in your ear. Now, here's what you got to think about, Perry. What we have here is we're having an Italian meal. Mole's trying to be Italian. He's not Italian. He's Polish. All right? Mm-hmm. So what we want to do, just have a toast. That's all you got to do. Nobody's going to spill any. Nobody's going to. Okay, all right. I'll tell them to take their fingers out of their ears, and then you act nice. Try to be professional. Okay, guys, take your fingers out of your ears. Everybody, take your fingers. Mole.
I can't hear you.
Mole. Okay, go ahead.
All I was saying was I wanted to be able to toast this occasion as mature gentlemen.
Perry, say what you're going
to
say.
I want to say this, though. Everybody has to make sure not to drop a drop of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And
you
know what?
I think we can all maturely have a glass of wine together, can't we?
I think so.
Okay.
Can we give Donna some?
She's only. No, you don't give your baby a... The alcohol.
And because I know you can't abide without something, I brought some Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
No, thank you.
All right. Now the party started.
Check it out, Mary Jane.
All right. Well, why don't we do this?
Why don't we have a quick toast? Everybody get a quick toast.
All right.
And then what we'll do, it's then on to the cooking segment, okay?
And a toast to the Italian nation and to making tomato sauce without oregano in it.
I should toast the pope.
Okay, I'll pour.
What are you doing?
How many people we got?
Just the 14.
Can I go pee?
No, we're going to do this in
Who
one
wants
second.
Wine?
I want wine, of
Who
course.
Who doesn't want wine?
All right, give me the little bottle so Donna can have some.
This is Carlo Rossi Paisano wine.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
That
Steer Master first. There you go, buddy.
Okay, don't Steer drink Master. It yet. Wait till we
I'm
toast.
Not drinking this.
It's quality.
Fuck
one.
You. Buddy, would you just pass them back? Who wants to drink?
Careful.
You
careful.
Don't spill it.
Pass them back.
On,
here you go.
Perry, don't spill it.
Thank you, Perry.
I'm not drinking all that wine.
You don't have to.
Drink what you want, buddy. Just stop.
We're just having
mature.
A... Have we done anything in here? We've had to breathe your frickin' dust that's everywhere.
Dusty in here.
Look at the TV.
Christ.
This has got a nice body to it, Maul.
Yeah.
It's rich.
How much wine is in that bottle?
I think it's a gallon.
So that's
wow.
1.75 liter.
In Saviva mugs?
Yeah.
Give one over here for Bert. Bert.
I could drink from the bottle.
Hello.
I'll just drink right out of the bottle. Here you go, Bert.
I'll do the first toast.
That's almost a third of the bottle down.
Sweet, you guys.
All right, we've got, so two rounds for everybody. All right, here we go.
Two rounds?
Put it.
Hold on, let me
what
get it.
The fuck?
Oh, here's to Perry and being an excellent host.
Thank Mama you. Mia, the best thank host in the world. The Italians are great hosts.
The Italians are scum of the earth, the lowest figures on this planet.
Wow, that's something.
Wow. That's good wine.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We're the scum of the earth, and that's why the Hollywood High School is dedicated to Rudolph Valentino.
All right, who else has a toast? Dominic, you want to do a toast?
Yeah. I'd like to raise a glass to... True, authentic Italian cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, you guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Salam.
With the oregano, without oregano.
Without oregano, yeah.
All right. You have a toast, Mo?
Hey, you know what? This is the old Irish toast. May you go to heaven, like, whenever, and the devil's all like, what happened?
Okay. Yes. Cheers. Right. Cheers. Cheers to everybody.
Crazy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cheers. All right. Cheers.
Crack open those Funyuns, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Explain how Funyuns.
Perry, you got a toast?
Dude, I got to use the restroom.
Just do a toast.
Guys, thanks for all coming.
Oh, let's do it again.
Yeah.
We'll do it again next week.
To the Italian nation,
thank you.
The birthplace of modern fascism.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here, look at the baby likes the wine.
Can I make a toast?
Go ahead, Bert.
Okay. I want to make a toast. I want to make a toast for Perry, who's always been so caring and nice to me.
Thank you.
And he's always gone out of his way to make me feel at home. Oh. And I miss working with him, and I just want to say
you.
Cheers to you, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Now we're going to do something that's very exciting. I've been waiting for this.
Right on, buddy.
All right.
I'm going to the restroom,
wait a
guys.
Minute, Perry. We're going to go over. Now we're going to do some cooking with Perry.
All right, let me use the restroom.
Yeah. That's the only way I do it.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
That does the water.
In the nearly 19 years that we've known Perry, Mole and I have been to his apartment only two times before today.
Don't worry about it.
Both times we were here, Perry served up some pasta and sauce.
Why,
you want me to check the sausages?
No!
Well, today, Perry's going to show us how he makes this delicious meal. Right now, Perry is explaining to Mole how he's going to need his help.
I will.
Do you want me to do that for you?
I'll do it! Get the fuck out of here!
Ask you if I can help
get
you.
Out of here!
Ask
you
if I can help you.
I don't need your fucking help.
I should tell everybody, the last two times that we've been here, I've had a little problem with the vomiting.
Spoiling.
I know it!
Right behind you.
Get the fuck out of
boiling.
My kitchen!
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Leave it boiling.
You want me to put the pasta in?
I'll put it in.
You want me to put the
pasta in? I'll put it in! Get out of my fucking room! Or I'll stab you with a fucking knife! Shut up!
Water's boiling. Sausages are cooking. Yeah, check it out. Mary Jane, can you throw me that bag right there? I got something.
Is everything okay?
Get out of here! I'm just
checking
here.
To see if everything's
fine.
Okay.
Don't
overboil the water, though.
The water's
don't
boiling like crazy.
Don't worry about it!
Hey, you want to wear a cook hat?
The
get
water's
out of
boiling
my
like
kitchen!
Crazy. Don't overboil
the water.
fuck out of my kitchen!
The water's over boiling. We got it. It's
over boiled now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, right. Okay?
This guy's a professional cook.
Stair master, you want the chef hat?
Yeah, put the chef hat on.
Here. Put the pasta in. He's putting the pasta in. Tell us what's happening.
And we got Perry behind the stove right now.
Chef Perry.
I got the sauce on low, low, medium, low. I got the water boiling. And I'm pouring the noodles in right now.
Now, wait a second. As you're pouring the noodles in, Dominic, you were a chef at one point.
Yeah. What's happened here at this point is that the water's been overboiled, which means that it's going to tarnish the taste of the water, which is going to slightly tarnish the taste of the pasta. It's salvageable, but it's a mistake for sure.
Mm. Whatever.
Well, okay, whatever, well, yeah.
It's just boiling
okay,
water.
Tell us your secret of make it a boiling pasta, Scare Master.
Okay, I
got to let the sauce, you know, I mean, I got to let the pasta boil in the water.
Now, normally you're against cooking pasta in a sauce pot, right?
In that little pot, yeah.
I know, but that's a two-quart sauce pot.
That's a two-quart sauce pot.
If I'm making,
I need everybody out of the kitchen.
No, we're in the kitchen.
Get out of here. Because it's sauce.
Check the sauce. Check.
Scare Master.
Thank you.
Look, it's your favorite. Hot dog buns.
Those are not my favorite.
The last time I brought them, you said you loved them.
Because they were okay. I didn't say I loved them.
I brought hot dogs.
Okay, what are you doing right now? You are throwing the sausages into the sauce.
You want to recover that? You want to recover that?
Yeah, you should probably. No. Why don't you recover that?
Don't touch a fucking thing! Okay. I got an knife in my hand and I'm going to kill somebody if they don't fucking...
All right, Perry, don't kill anyone. Hey, Mo, what'd you bring?
I brought an orange and an apple because Perry asked for an orange and apples.
I did?
Are you okay there? This is Bert. What's the matter?
I have to go to social services to get some money so I can get some diapers.
Okay, everybody say goodbye to baby Donna.
Bye, Donna. All right.
See you later.
I wish I could taste the delicious food.
Oh, it's not going to be that good. Yeah.
I'm going nuts. You guys are in my kitchen. There's no
You know what?
In my kitchen.
Perry.
I was just reading Perry's jokes about Italian people on this refrigerator.
What's it say?
Hey, do you know why Italians hate Jehovah's Witnesses? Italians hate all witnesses.
It's in your fridge.
Oh, that's got to give you joy every time you go to the fridge.
Well, these are really... You put this up here in 2003. That's 7 years ago you put that up there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and here's some notes that he wrote to himself. Stop threatening to sue Don Barris on your refrigerator. You need that for the cover up.
Don't worry about it!
You need it for the cover of the pasta!
Wow.
Get the fuck out of my kitchen!
We're in the middle of this. Perry.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Too much crazy stuff.
I really don't know what's going on.
Why do you keep breaking up that pasta? You need some time, buddy. Just let it sit. Why
yeah.
You stirring it.
You know what? Why don't we let a professional cook get in here?
You don't want it to stick to the pot.
What is he doing right?
That's why you stir it.
He's not doing a lot right, to be honest.
Could you help him out a little bit?
Yes, don't allow it.
Let me simmer that. It's not going to stick.
Did you see this, Dan? Check it out.
You stir it so it doesn't stick.
This old big gulp.
Put the fucking thing in
there. Oh, look who it is. Terrifying Tim's here.
Hey.
Dinner. It smells awesome in here.
Oh, all right.
Good Italian dinner.
Let me see that fucking thing.
Hey, Mole. This is the skateboard I was telling you.
Oh, my God. Let me see. Hold on.
It's a little gift from me to you.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Even though,
you walked in the middle of
get in that kitchen. We're doing guy talk in the kitchen.
Okay.
Guy talk.
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing?
My pot.
Looks like it's...
What's
it wants to be done.
Dominic, what do you think?
It's done.
It's unorthodox for sure, but, you know...
Get out of my kitchen now!
Let's see what you're doing!
Let's see if this is al dente.
Wow. Is it good or is it bad?
Is it overcooked? Overboiled?
Hello. It's okay. It's passable.
What is that, Scaremaster?
That's just...
You don't put that in there.
Just get the fuck out of
here!
Get the fuck out of here! Don't fucking touch my shit!
I was asking you what it was.
It's grease.
All right, well, don't put that in with the pasta.
It's not going in with the pasta, you monkey.
Don't put this.
No, it's not.
That's spaghetti sauce.
It's not spaghetti sauce.
It says right there, spaghetti sauce.
I don't give a fuck what it says. It's
totally organic.
It's all fucking
fucking grease.
Okay, I didn't know that. Don't tell me. I was just asking.
God damn it!
I'm trying to learn.
Stay away from me.
Just forget it.
You're in my kitchen. That's what you're. That's a rule you're not supposed to be in. Whoa. My kitchen.
We're doing a cook.
Get the fuck out of my goddamn kitchen. Get out of my kitchen. I'm sorry for knocking your camera out of your hands, but get the fuck out of my kitchen.
I just wanted to say hi. I didn't even get to say
Tim,
hi.
Pleasure.
See?
Dan, Tim, I mean, Mole. Bye.
I came because I wanted to help you.
Please,
okay?
Thank you.
All right, so what are we doing right now?
That's
we
got out, that. Get out of my kitchen.
Stir it?
Stir the sauce. Okay, it's going to stick. What we've got...
Get your hands off of my fucking hands!
We've got the pasta. He's now putting the pasta in.
I'm putting the pasta into the sauce and the sausage.
Okay.
God damn, you fucking guys are too much and too close around me, and I don't like it. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Where am I supposed to go?
That away!
We're in the middle. I can't go anywhere. We're in the middle of a cooking segment. You're teaching us how to make spaghetti. You made your spaghetti dinner. I'm watching you. You're yelling at me. You pour this pasta in there. You got the sauce in there, the sausage. Now you're mixing around a spoon. I'm watching you. You're making it good. Now you got the other thing. Now you're mixing it around with the spoon and the other thing.
Mole, can I say one thing?
You seem I'm going so ballistic right now.
You seem openly upset.
I'm very, very, very upset.
Okay.
Because you guys are in.
All right, stop. Everybody stop.
I can't handle this.
Perry. Come here.
Now I know why my mom used to get mad at us when we were kids.
Fine.
All right. I'm very sorry that you're tense. But, you know, when we came over here, we told you that we were going to have a cooking segment. What,
dude.
Please listen.
There's so many people in my place.
Please listen.
It's literally massively insane.
Please listen.
What's there to listen to?
Please
I'm explaining what's going on
I'm
here.
I'm explaining to you what's going on here. You told us that we could come in here. I'm very sorry.
I didn't say we could come in here. I said I didn't want anybody to come in here.
So I said we're going to do a cooking segment. Now, here's your agent.
Hey, sorry. I can't get my mind off the food. It looks really good, actually.
Yeah, where are we at with the
Sorry, I'm barely paying
attention.
I'm just thinking about the food looks amazing, Perry.
Thank you.
Should we cook, Dominic?
Well, it's his own way, you know. Let's let him do his own. That's what, it goes in the oven now?
No.
Well, how do you cook
it? Check it out, this is Perry's apartment. Check it out, Terrifying Tim.
This is a great apartment, man.
Can't believe what's going on in my home.
All right, are you okay?
I never invited this guy into this fucking place.
Sweet. I heard you were here. I hadn't seen Mole in a while because.
Oh, this is the retrofit.
So when are they on the?
Well, I think it's about time to serve. So do you have plates for us?
I got paper plates and they're gone.
Tim, yeah. Tim. By the way, would it kill you to return a phone call?
I'm sorry, man.
By the way, in all honesty, let's give Perry a nice hand for doing a great job cooking. You can't anymore. You know, a lot of people, it's about the food itself. I think it's about the atmosphere that was so wonderful here.
Dude, you guys.
Take some breaths.
Get out! What the fuck are you doing here?
Don't hurt him. Come on, Perry. Everything's cool. Are you sorry? He's sorry. Everything's cool.
I was just looking.
You didn't ask me.
Okay, Perry.
You're not.
Come on, Perry.
This is not your fucking house. You saved 5 hours.
Perry.
Please, Perry.
Please, let's just settle down.
You're terrifying, Terrifying Tim.
Because I'm the scare master.
Yeah.
And I will destroy it.
Perry, let's be
terrifying.
Get the fuck out.
Terrifying
Tim. Terrifying Tim is my bitch.
Perry, come on.
The front door is right there. You get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Please.
I don't mean to touch you like that.
That's okay. Oh, give me a hug.
I'm fucking pissed.
No, you're upset.
And I don't mean to be like this.
It's okay.
But I'm fucking going AWOL.
Number 8.
Well, as you see, if we've learned nothing else from that clip, we've learned that fun times are always had at Perry's apartment. And it gives us another great example of what an incredible host Perry can be. Kind to everybody. Okay, well, now we're through 3 of our top 10 of the fans' favorite Big Three podcast in its entire history. So on our next Best of Big Three podcast, we're going to pick up on our seventh most popular podcast of all time. Hey, before we go, I wanted to point out that this is going to be the last show of the year. So I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends, Happy Kwanzaa. Anybody you want to say something to, Mary Jane?
Happy holidays and Happy New Year soon.
Yeah, Happy New Year soon. As a matter of fact, our next show is going to come out right after the start of the new year on January 2nd, 2015. So I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. Thanks for being loyal fans, because without you, this thing would have died a long time ago. But because you showed so much love to us, we kept it going. And as I've said many times, we're putting these best of shows out just to kind of keep you up to date with what's going on in the editing process of our Big Three pilot. I hope you enjoy listening to all these. In 2015, the future of the Big Three will be decided once and for all. So on New Year's Eve, why don't we toast something very positive for the future of the Big Three? I hope we can all have some good news for you next year. Mary Jane, did you have fun on this journey today?
Oh, yes. This was very exciting. And I don't think that anybody listening to that last episode can understand the complexity and the filth that everyone had to undertake, and the poor baby Donna having to exist in his apartment just for that short amount of time.
I do remember when we had people here at one point, Nicole Perez got very sick because of what was going on.
And Miss Cherry, they have both almost died. Perry was an attempted murderer in that situation.
I did not know that.
Alleged murderer multi-millions of other times, but attempted at that point.
I got to tell you, every time you mention the Cherries, I'm still mad at them.
You cannot be.
I can be mad that they did not name their baby.
They saw that beautiful baby boy and could only think of the wonderful Don Barris, who's the closest thing in charm, charisma, and handsome beauty.
Whoa.
So they could not name it Perry. It would have cursed the poor child. Whoa. Do you understand what a filthy, vile, disgusting, I can't even think of the horrible words with my brain, of that piece of shit Perry?
Well, when you put it that way, Mary Jane, you're not going to hear me arguing with you. If you want to get in touch with us on the social media, how could they do that with you, Mary Jane?
The most interesting's A with the Circle, The Mary Jane Style.
The Mary Jane Style? You don't have a Twitter?
That's A with the Circle means Twitter.
Yeah, but you only have the one Twitter account?
Okay. Also, A with the Circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Okay, if you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. My Facebook is Don Barris. My Instagram is SimplyDon1. Vine is Don Barris. Don't forget, every week, check out Simply Don the podcast. If you're in Los Angeles, come by the Comedy Store. I close out the show every night. And on Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show starts at 10 o'clock. And they can listen to that now. How could they do that, Mary Jane?
Well, they can watch it on Ustream. The account is Simply Don Live, and the show channel is The Ding Dong Show Hollywood.
Speaking of The Ding Dong Show, coming very soon, we're going to put everything that we have on Simply Don, the podcast network. We're going to show a very rare film, the original Ding Dong Show movie that was never released. That's going to be coming out when we have the premiere of all this stuff, and we are trying to get it done before the end of the year. And a very important thing, the only way that we keep going is with the things we sell in our store, and nobody's buying anything. So first of all, go to simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. Get some t-shirts, get some other stuff. But guys, help us out with that. And if you don't know what I mean, then go fuck yourself. I didn't mean to say that.
Let's say thank you very much to all the wonderful people that have made their orders and that they were filled as quickly as humanly possible. And the store is running very smoothly now.
And that's what I meant to say right there. I'm sorry, Mary Jane.
Yes.
Anyway, well, for now, it's time to say goodbye. So, everybody, goodbye.